Today is Thursday, July the 5th, 2018. We're going to have Rav Moshe Soloveitchik Shir and Parshas Pinchas.
It would be very, very nice of you.
Vitally.
Yes, please. If you're like me, I forget for a whole day and a half that I did it. Yeah, I just 20 calls. Yeah.
Only 20, that's it?
Lynn, you're just in time. He wrote a song about it. Just in time.
You too, just in time.
I'd like to once again thank those that have helped to set up the class, and we're going to be davening Marav as soon as possible after the class is over, and I'll take this time to wish everybody a good Erev Shabbos and a good Shabbos. So, Ramosha, you...
Okay. Alright, I'm going to discuss a topic that I've discussed before. I might, depending on the time, go more into it. Now, this week's Sedra is Parshas Pinchas. And in Parshas Pinchas, we have all the additional sacrifices of the Karban Musaf, the sacrifices that were given on the holidays, besides the Karban Tamid that was given every day. When the Torah talks about all the Karbanos, the Torah uses the word Takrivu Vehikraftem. Takrivu is you shall bring Vehikraftem, you shall bring. You shall bring the sacrifice, takrivu and v'krafta. But in regard to Shabbos, Torah doesn't say v'krafta. Everybody knows from the Mitzvah Shemoneh Esrei, we say in Shabbos, u'b'yom haShabbos shnei kfasim b'nei shana, u'shnei esronim solos minchu l'shem v'nizka l'shabbat shabbatos tamei v'nizka. And on the Shabbos day, two male lambs in their first year, unblemished, 2/10 ephah, a fine flour for a meal offering mixed with oil and its libation. The elevation offering of each Shabbos on its own, in addition to its continual elevation offering and its libation. The word v'hikraftem, and you shall bring, you shall bring a carbon. V'hikraftem means you shall bring a carbon, you shall bring a sacrifice. That term, v'hikraftem, is not mentioned in regard to Shabbos. It's mentioned in regard to all the Yom Tovim. It's mentioned in regard to Rosh Chodesh. V'rashe chachechem takrivo l'Hashem. And it says... takrivo again, you shall bring. But in regard to Shabbos, the Torah does not employ the term takrivo v'hikraftem, which means you shall bring a carbon, you shall bring a sacrifice. It just says, and on the Shabbos day, you bring two male lambs. It doesn't say you shall bring as a sacrifice. And on the Shabbos day, two male lambs. Question is, why is Shabbos different from all the other Karbanos? I think that this question is asked by the Das Kenem Mibalatosvis. By the way, there's one other exception. I take that back, and that's Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, it doesn't say Vikraptem, it says Vasisem, and you shall make. So they say because a number of reasons are given for Rosh Hashanah. You have, because of Rosh Hashanah, you have to make yourself into the sacrifice. My sense is that's because Rosh Hashanah commemorates the Akedas Yitzchak. And the idea behind the Akedas Yitzchak, the sacrifice, the binding of Isaac, the idea behind the binding of Isaac is the lesson that the sacrifices that were given were really in place of a certain of you. And in a sense, so we had to visualize, so to say, that we were giving ourselves over to God. And Rosh Hashanah is that main day, so the Torah employs Vasisem, you shall, at which the commentaries say, Vasisem Atem, you make yourselves. Because Rosh Hashanah is dedicated to that idea. But Shabbos, it doesn't say anything. It doesn't say Vasisem, it doesn't say Vikraftem. It says, Vyoma Shabbos Nekvasim B'nei Shana. And on the day of Shabbos, two male lambs. Okay, so that's the question. Now, I've discussed in the past, there is a dispute between Tosfos and the Rashbam. Rashbam, just for historical sense, was a grandson of Rashi. He was the older brother of Rabbeinu Tam. And him and Rabbeinu Tam, in their time, they were the leaders of the Jews of Ashkenaz. That's Germany and France. They were actually more French. It's Germany and France. So they were the leaders, the rabbinical leaders of the Jews of the Ashkenazic communities. Anyway, so the Rabbeinu Tam, the Rashbam asks a question, and the Gemara discusses, you know, what happens when you have a Yontif coming after a Shabbos. Sometimes Shabbos is the first day of Yontif, and then you have the second day of Yontif. So you know that when we make Kiddush on Yontif that follows a Shabbos, in the Kiddush we make a Havdalah. Havdalah is the prayer that is said when Shabbos is over. So when we go from Shabbos into Yontif, in the Kiddush, the Havdalah is said. And the Gemara discusses the order, the Gemara in Pesachim discusses the order, Yachnahaz, about when you make the bracha borim priya gefen, when you make the bracha borim reish, because people use the yontif candles in that case to make the blessing over the fire. But the question is asked, when yontif follows Shabbos and we make Havdalah and Kiddush, why don't we take psalmim also? We make borim reish, we put our hands over the fire, we have a cup of wine, we do everything. Why don't we take the psalmim? So the Rashbam says, he says, what's the reason for psalmim? There's a discussion in the Rishonim, but the Rashbam's opinion is that the reason for psalmim, why do we, in my family, they didn't use psalmim. Because Reb Chaim felt that in order to use psalmim, you needed to get a real high. Probably that type of psalmim would be illegal today. So, oh yeah, not anymore. I think Trump will change that. Why don't you use psalmim? So the Rashbam says, now why do we use Psalmim? The reason is because when Shabbos is out, figuratively, now our sages say that Shabbos, a person has a double soul. Neshama Yisera, a double soul. There's an extra soul that enters man on Shabbos. There is some discussion whether we take this literally or not, but whatever. So if we have time, I might get into it. But in any case, so there's a double soul. When part of our soul leaves us, we feel faint, figuratively. So we take the psalmim. We take the psalmim to keep us going, revitalize ourselves. Yeah. Okay. That's right. So that's the reason given for the psalmim. Okay. So the Rashbam says, well, Yontif people have a double soul also. So why should we use psalmim? You're not going to feel any weaker. You're going from one double soul to another double soul.
From strength to strength.
From strength to strength. Call it what you want. But you don't need the psalmim. So there is no mitzvah psalmim. So Tosus asked the question against the Rashbam. Rashbam, if you're right that the person has a double soul on Yom Tov, so the question is, so why isn't it that after Yom Tov we use psalmim? We don't use psalmim after Yom Tov. Why don't we use it when Yom Tov is over? We make Abdullah. We don't use psalmim. Why don't we? So that's the question. Now I want to mention a certain yisod. My uncle said this yisod in the Rambam. I don't know that it's so muchrach in the lashon of the Rambam, in the words of the Rambam, but the yisod itself, the concept, the idea that my uncle suggested, is a very good concept. My uncle said, in explaining a certain Rambam, he says that there is a difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov. He says, Shabbos, God comes to the Jew. We talk about Kabbalah Shabbos. We accept the Shabbos. What does it mean we accept the Shabbos? We accept the Shechina. God, in a sense, as part of the Shabbos, he comes to the house of every Jew. However, he comes to every Jew. However, Yom Tov, he says, the Jew goes to God. And my uncle said, you see, we have the Shlosh Regalim, the three holidays, in the time when the Beis HaMikdash was in existence. The Jewish people would go to Yerushalayim. They would go to the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash was the residence of God. And that was Yom Tov. I think there's an additional reason that my uncle did not give, and that is Shabbos comes by itself. You know, we say in the Shemoneh Esrei of Shabbos, we say Mekadesh Shabbos, he who sanctifies the Shabbos. Who sanctifies the Shabbos? We make Kiddush, but the one who sanctifies the Shabbos is God. But when it comes to Yom Tov, we say Mekadesh Yisrael b'hamazmanim. He who sanctifies the Jewish people and b'hamazmanim. And the Gemara explains, God sanctifies the Jewish people, but it's the Jewish people that sanctify the holidays. God sanctifies Shabbos, but when it comes to the holidays are proclaimed by the Jewish people. How? Through the Kiddush HaChodesh, by proclaiming the new moon. We proclaim which month it is, whether it's on the 30th of the previous month or the 31st of the previous month. And that determines which day is Shabbos. So we are, which day is Yom Tov. So we are the ones who proclaim. We are the ones who proclaim which day is Yom Tov. So in a sense, Yom Tov, we go to God. We bring the Yom Tov. We go to God. Whereas Shabbos, God comes to us. That's the, my uncle mentioned this yourself. He didn't mention the thing about Kiddush HaChodesh, of sanctifying the month. He mentioned the fact that in the Shlosh Regolim, the Jew would go to the Beis HaMikdash. And my uncle said, and I said that there's a difference between the Beis HaMikdash and the Shul. He said the Beis HaMikdash, Shul, is Shul in a sense, let's say, sometimes there's reason, the neighborhoods change, whatever it is, there's reasons to sell a shul. So how is the shul sold? There are halachas. It says you get the Zayin Tuv a year, the seven outstanding leaders of the city. That's the and B'maimet Kolier, all the members of the city there. And you decide that you're going to sell the building, and the money has to be used for whatever the money halachically has to be used for. But let's say if the Jews would like to sell the Beis HaMikdash, I'm sure there are a lot of Jews that would like to do that. So, but you can't do that. Why? My uncle said there's a difference between a shul and the Beis HaMikdash. The shul is the place of the Jewish people to have a meeting with God. The Beis HaMikdash is God's place, perhaps, to have a meeting with the Jewish people. That is the difference between the Beis HaMikdash and the Shul. The Gemara in Bracha says, Minayin Shehakadosh Baruch Hu Ba LeBeis HaKnesses. Where do we know that God comes to the shul, the Eino Motzei Shama Sara, and he doesn't find 10 people there? Miyad Hu Koes, he gets angry right away. He said, but first of all, so the question is, why does it say God gets angry right away? My uncle didn't answer that question. My uncle just asked the question as to, what do you mean God comes to shul? The answer is, the shul is the place of the Jewish people. So God comes to the shul to have a meeting. I think the same thing is true. You know, you make an appointment with somebody. You make an appointment with somebody. Okay, if you come late, it's bad enough. But if the person comes to you and you're not there, that's even worse. You get angry right away. So that's the idea of Miyahu Koes. If God comes to our place to have a meeting, God comes to our place to have a meeting and we're not there. We stood God up. So then Miyahu Koes gets angry right away. That's the nature. The Gemara is just putting it in terms of the nature of man. So this is the pshat. So Shabbos, God comes to us. Yom Tov, we go to God. Now, with this, we could understand very well the Rashbam's opinion. The Rashbam says, listen, Yom Tov has a neshama yaseir. What's a neshama? What's the soul? Now, there's a disagreement between the Rambam and everybody else. I'll just mention the Rambam Shita. I'm not going to discuss it. The Rambam's opinion is a soul is created. It's a creation. It's a creation of God. The soul of man is a creation of God. The Ramban and the Mekubalim say no. The soul is what's called the Chelek Elokai Mimal. The soul is godliness. Okay, it's difficult for us to comprehend this, but the soul of man is the godliness. The godliness in man or hovering over man, whatever, with whichever opinion you want to follow. But the soul is a sense of godliness. Now, the question is, so the Rashbam's opinion is that there is a neshama yesera and yantif, but there's a difference. Yantif, we went to God. If we went to God, so why is this extra godliness? Because we went to God. So when we went, so who leaves God? Is God leaving us, or we leave God? If we went to God, we leave God. We don't feel faint when we leave God. We feel faint when God leaves us. Shabbos, God comes to us. When Shabbos is over, God leaves. Yontif, we go to God. When Yontif is over, we leave. You don't take Psalmim when you leave. You take Psalmim when God leaves. I think that's the reason. That's the reason. It doesn't say v'ikravtem or takrivu. Takrivu, you shall bring a sacrifice. You shall bring a korban. The word takriv, takrivu, yakrivu, it comes from the word karov, to come close. It's the idea of coming close to God. The sacrifices in all the holidays, we come close to God. So they use the expression takrivu that speaks of bringing to God. Shabbos, we don't bring to God. God comes to us. So therefore, they don't use the expression of takrivu or yakrivu or whatever. That's it. Now, but I want to just try to understand this concept of the neshama yesera. Now, I should mention one of my closest friends is Dr. David Kenigsberg. He's a well-known cardiologist, and in my opinion, Dr. Kenigsberg, who we're friends since high school, is probably the most knowledgeable person in Chicago besides cardiology, but he's probably the most knowledgeable person in Chicago in the chassidus of Rav Levi Yitzchak Bar Dichter.
He's also a fan of the Maharal,
but I'm saying he's the most knowledgeable person in Chicago, in my opinion, in the chassidus of Rav Levi Yitzchak Bar Dichter. So, and sometimes he walks over to my shul in Shabbos. We're friends. I just had an appointment with him today. So we talk when he comes to shul about various topics, and I, of course, give him my rational approach, and he will tell me over what Rav Levi Yitzchak Bar Dichter says, and sometimes we somehow manage to fit the two logics, the two approaches together. So when I told him this, he said, you know, Rav Levi Yitzchak Bar Dichter also discusses Tosa's question against the Rashbam. And he took out the sefer. He leaves the sefer in the shul, Dushas Levi. And he pointed to the sefer and Rav Levi Yitzchak Bar Dichter answering the question about the psalmim and all that. He says there's a difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov. He says Shabbos, it's mimata lemaila, it's from down up. Mimata, mata's down, lemaila up. From earth to heaven, I guess, is the best way of putting it. But Yom Tov, is mimata lamaila. Yontif is from, just a verse, I'm sorry. Yontif is from earth upward. Mimata lamaila.
You said the same thing, but you said it for Shabbos.
I'm trying to correct myself. It was a slip of the tongue. Yontif is mimata lamaila. It's from down upward. And Shabbos is mimaila lamata. It's from upward downward. From up down. What is Rabbi Yitzchak Barditcher? Up, that represents the godliness. So from up down means God comes down to us. From down up, that means that we go to God. So I said to him, I said, I think the Rabbi Yitzchak Barditcher means the same thing that I said. He agreed. But I just wanted so it was the same idea. But this is why it's recraft. Now I want to discuss. I'm not even sure I should. The concept there seems to be dispute, and it's between the Baal HaTanya and the Chaim Volozhiner about the neshama. According to the Baal HaTanya, they both say that the neshama, you see there are different parts to the neshama, but the neshama part of the neshama. The chelik elokayim ma'al. The Rav Chaim Volozhiner explains. He gives a very nice explanation. He says we have nefesh, which is a type of soul. Mm-hmm. There's ruach, spirit, and then there's neshama, which is a higher type of soul. Rav Chaim Volozhiner explains what's the difference between nefesh, ruach, and neshama. He says the word neshama comes from the word breathe, neshima. It's to breathe. He said, when somebody produces glass, they have like a straw-like instrument, and they produce glass by blowing. So the air is first in the mouth, and then it goes through the straw, and then it comes to a rest in the material that forms the glass. Nefesh v'yinofash is at rest. So he says, when the breath, so neshama, what is the neshama? The higher soul of man. The higher soul of man is the breath of God when figuratively it's still in the mouth of God. Ruach, spirit, that is that breath going through the tube. And he says, nefesh, that represents that the blowing coming to a rest in the materials that the glass is produced from. This is how Rav Chaim Volozhiner defines the difference between neshama, ruach, and nefesh. Now, so he said, Rav Chaim Volozhiner's opinion is that the neshama, except for Moshe Rabbeinu and Adam HaRishon, before his sin, he says the neshama never enters the human being. It hovers over the human being. It's on his head. Okay, this is Kabbalah. I don't understand it. I don't know if the Mekubalim understood it, but whatever. So he says the neshama is outside the head of man, is outside the head of man, it's on top of man, but it doesn't enter into man. That's what he said. Because that's the spirit of God, while figuratively it's still in the mouth of God. He says, however, but the opinion of the Baal HaTanya, and I can't say that I'm a big bucky in it, but the opinion of the Baal HaTanya is that the neshama is on top of the head, but also it does enter to a certain degree in the person. So what it seems to me, one way of understanding the argument as to whether Yontif has a Neshama Yisera, an additional soul or not, is dependent upon this argument. In other words, according to the Baal HaTanya, that the Neshama enters the person. So if God comes to us, the Neshama can enter us. God can go into us. But we can't put God in us. So according to the opinion of the Baal HaTanya, I think, Yontif could not have a Neshama Yisera. And that, by the way, is the opinion of the Baal HaTanya in his Shulchan Aruch. Yontif does not have a Neshama Yisera. Because Yontif, we go to God. Yontif, we go to God. We can't put God in us. The Neshama is something that enters into man. However, according to Reb Chaim Volozhiner, the Neshama doesn't enter man, it hovers over man. So when we go, the going to God, the going to God is, in a sense, we are able to, by going to God, we're able to get a Neshama Yisera, an additional soul on Yontif.
Just
hovers, yeah, okay. But there's another way to understand it, and that is, and to me it seems there is dispute on this question. When we say Yontif has an additional soul, that Shabbos has an additional soul, what does that mean? Does it mean that a soul enters man, as we said before, or no? Now, one of the big questions in Kabbalah, we talk about the Beis HaMikdash being the place of God's presence. We talk about the Kodesh Kedoshim as being more intense of God's presence. We talk about God's presence in the shul. We talk about God's presence everywhere. How do we deal with this issue? Is God everywhere? Or is God just in the shul? There are a lot of people that would like to believe that. Is God just in Eretz Yisrael? Is God just in Yerushalayim? Just in the Beis HaMikdash? Just in the Kodesh Kodashim? How are we to understand it? We talk about more intensity of godliness. What does that mean? But the answer is, God, there's no more intensity and less intensity. The idea is God gives us the ability to be more sensitive to His presence in different situations, in different places. So God is everywhere. But if we're in shul, we have a greater ability to sense His presence. If we're in Eretz Yisrael, we have a greater ability to sense His presence. If we're in the Beis HaMikdash, we have a greater ability to sense His presence. The Kohen Gadol, when he went into the Kodesh Kedoshim, had a greater ability to sense His presence. So it could be that the idea of Neshama Yisera is not necessarily, that God enters the person on Shabbos, but it could mean that we become more sensitive to God's presence on Shabbos, and we could explain the Shita that says that Yontif, there is a Neshama Yisera, there's an additional soul on Yontif also, because it's not the question of the soul of putting God in us, but it's a question of us being more sensitive to the presence of God that is always there, whether it's on top of our head or inside us or whatever it is. It's a question of the sensitivity. And that's what we have to know. In other words, when we look, people want to feel God's presence. We want to go to this place, we want to go to that place, we want to go here, we want to go there. All that is important because we get the special help. But all that works if we make ourselves sensitive to God's presence. And that's part of the idea. Shabbos, Yontif, Shul, Eretz Yisrael, Beis HaMikdash, all that helps. But we have to make ourselves sensitive to God's presence. And even wherever we are, Shavisi Hashem LeNegdi Samid, we sense God's presence everywhere, but that only works if we make ourselves sensitive to His presence. Huh? Oh yeah, next Thursday's no share.
No class next Thursday. So please be aware. And in 2 weeks, we will see you. Have a good Erev Shabbos and a good Shabbos, everybody.